one of the great themes of the book of Leviticus is the festivals and their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. We begin with Passover, which looks at the sacrifice of Christ. An innocent lamb was shed, its blood was applied, and not a bone was broken. In all of these details, Christ is the Lamb of God, John 1. Not a bone was broken upon the cross, John 19. And it was through his blood that he became our Paschal Lamb on our behalf. This Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 5 when he says, Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. We then have the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which was kept for a period of 7 days in which no leaven was to be eaten. This to Paul becomes a depiction of the life of a believer that is to be lived in holiness in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Paul says, since Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us, let us keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread in sincerity and truth. Then, on the very day after the Sabbath, was the Feast of First Fruits, when fruits and the first fruits of harvest would have been waved before the Lord. This is a beautiful depiction of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which took place on the day after Sabbath. And Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 15 that Christ has become the first fruits of those that sleep. We then have 50 days leading up to Pentecost. And Pentecost in the festivals was a sacrifice of the spring harvest time. It was where they were thanking God for harvest. Later it became a time when in Judaism they thanked the Lord for the receiving of the Torah. It is significant that 50 days after the resurrection at Pentecost, a great harvest opened up in the Holy Spirit being poured out. And on Pentecost, or at Pentecost, they would often bake 2 loaves of bread and bring them together. What a beautiful depiction of Jew and Gentile who have been brought together now through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And also, it was the final Torah that was given in the good news of the gospel and the resurrection of Jesus Christ as Pentecost, as the great things of God were proclaimed, which concern the resurrection of our Lord. Following Pentecost, we had a long time leading up to the fall, in which we had the blowing of the trumpets. This is significant because it would call people together for the great day of atonement. And someday the trumpet will sound and there'll be a great resurrection of believers to meet the Lord. There is a great day of atonement connected with that, and some apply that to Israel in Romans chapter 11 and how that all Israel would be saved someday. It's because of the atoning work of Christ, though, that all of that is possible. And so it looks at what happened at Calvary, seen through the lenses of Hebrews chapters 8 through 10, that the great day of atonement is Calvary. And we've already entered into the effects of Calvary, but someday the Jewish people, we are told in Romans chapter 11, will enter into that great day of atonement, and there will be a fountain open. Zechariah chapter 13 speaks of that great fountain, which we understand to be the sacrifice of Christ and the salvation that comes from that. Then we have the Feast of Tabernacles, which takes place right after the Day of Atonement. It's the Fall Festival, and the children of Israel would live in temporary dwellings, looking forward to their permanent dwelling in the land for a week. What a beautiful depiction of how we in this world look forward to that eternal dwelling with the Lord, when He will tabernacle with us and the Lamb will be there and we'll be in His presence forever. And so as we think of the Feast of Tabernacles, we look forward to that eternal feast that will be celebrated with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.